From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of biologist Kathleen Sace. Around Willapa Bay and Long Island, soft cliffs erode into salt water. The highest elevation on Long Island is 400 feet. From high tide to hilltop, this island is formed of Pleistocene sediments, including the cliffs around the bay. These cliffs include layers of cobbles, gravels, sand, silt, clay, shells, logs, and fine woody debris. Some layers are tideland flats, oyster and clam reefs. Some are channels with shells, logs, and wood fragments in the bottoms. The tidal flat layers have fine sediments, silts, and sand, clam, shrimp, and worm tubes, and water-laid surface ripples. Old river channels appear as areas of well-rounded cobbles and gravels. Some layers appear to be old dunes. Wood and shell fragments can help date sediment layers. These layers were placed during the Pleistocene and are less than 2 million years old. Many are less than 500,000 years old. One of the best places to see these layers is on the west side of Long Island between Sandy Point and Smoky Hollow. North of Smoky Hollow, a cliff more than 100 feet high holds a variety of layers. Some of the layers include Pleistocene dunes, which are remnants of extensive ancient dune fields. South of Smoky Hollow, the cliff is low, and the beach has very diverse cobbles. As the cliffs erode, waves break up the smaller sediments, clays, and silts, and carry them away. Only coarser sands, gravels, and cobbles stay behind to form beaches at the base of the cliffs. These are diverse mixtures of many different rocks, including basalt, gabbro, granite, and diorite, sedimentary sandstones, limestones, and mudstones, and metamorphic rocks, including agate, chalcedony, and serpentinite. The diversity of rocks on the beaches and sediments in the cliffs hints at a complex geologic history. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.